It would seem that many of the events in St. Rita's life did not unfold as she would have hoped. Rita was born in 1381 in a suburb of Cascia, about 80 miles from Rome. She was given the name Margherita, which in the Italian of that time signified pearl. Her parents, Antonio and Amata Lotti, were advanced in age and had almost despaired of ever having a child. They looked upon Rita, as she was affectionately known from birth, as a precious gift from God. As she grew up, Rita was a welcome help to her aging parents and willingly carried out many of the household chores. Whenever she was able, she loved to visit the nearby town of Cascia and would often slip into St. Augustine Church for a quiet moment of prayer or to attend Mass. She would also visit the convent of St. Mary Magdalene, the home of a community of Augustinian nuns. Over the years, she got to know the sisters well and began to feel drawn to their way of life. Rita believed that her parents would be supportive of this path, their only possible reservation being the thought of having to give up their only daughter. Much to Rita's surprise, her parents felt that the convent was not the safest path for her. Due to the hostile and often violent climate in which they lived, and the difficulties in the church following a period of schism, the Lottis believed that married life offered greater security for their daughter. They arranged a match for Rita, as was the custom at that time, and at the age of 14, she married a young man of the same social class named Paolo Mancini. Though Rita was disappointed at first, she recognized that God's will for her was being expressed through the good judgment of her pious parents. Throughout her life, Rita was faced with the choice of docility to God's will as it was made known through her circumstances, or following her own desires. Her humble submission to God's will, often over her own desires, was constant throughout her life. Later in life, after she became an Augustinian nun, there is a story of the superior of the convent wishing to test Rita's obedience. She instructed Rita to water a dead and withered plant every day for a year. Rita obediently did as she was instructed, and after a year, to everyone's astonishment, the dead plant returned to life and became one of the most beautiful grapevines in the garden. Today, the vine remains bountiful, and its leaves are dried and powdered and sent to those who are suffering. Many cures have been reported through these grape leaves and Rita's intercession. Rita's docile submission to the divine will throughout her life ultimately earned her the title Model of Obedience to God's Will. Rita deeply grasped the truth that God only desires our good. Out of sheer goodness, he created us and wills that we share in his own life, both here on earth through grace and forever with him in heaven. Rita recognized that while life may include disappointments and even suffering, she could trust that her loving God would only allow what was for her ultimate good. She united her sufferings to Christ's, and by doing so, drew down incredible graces for her family, her religious community, and even for us today. Saint Rita, model of obedience to God's will and patroness of those in need, pray for us.